You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Happy hump day, Cowboys Nation. Welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and a Wednesday means we are officially halfway through our week. I love it. I hope you love it too, because, well, we're here. Today is Wednesday, February 1st. Happy Wednesday and happy February, everyone. I cannot believe how fast January flew by. Well, we have a lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Starting with Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy's statement about moving on from offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. The statement reads as follows. Quote, after continuing through our end of season review process and having additional discussion, Kellen and the Cowboys reached a mutual decision to part ways. I want to thank Kellen for his deep commitment, hard work, and dedication that were a core part of his time with the Cowboys. The production of our offense and his mentorship of Dak were at the center of Kellen's impact, and we are grateful for his tenure and leadership. We wish Kellen and his wife Julie and their family the absolute best as they set out on the next chapter of their lives, end quote. And just in case you missed it, Kellen Moore is officially heading to LA as the Chargers hired him as their newest offensive coordinator. So right there with Mike McCarthy, we are wishing the absolute best for Kellen Moore and his new tenure with the Chargers. Now, let's go back to something Mike McCarthy also said in that same statement, because the Dallas Cowboys also parting ways with quarterbacks coach Doug Nesmeyer. And so the next part of Mike McCarthy's statement said, quote, we also wish Doug and his wife, Christy, and their family the best. Doug is the consummate professional and brought a level of football insight, enthusiasm, and focus to work every day that he helped everyone he worked with during his time here with the Cowboys just perform at a higher level, end quote. So wishing Doug the best as well. And just a little side note, because we're talking about coaching changes, and I'm going to probably break some of you Sean Payton truthers. I'm going to break your heart just a little bit today, because you can officially put that storyline to rest, in Dallas at least, because Adam Schefter reporting that both Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos have reached a deal to bring Sean in as their next head coach. Very interesting read there. If you get some time to read about that deal later today, I highly recommend doing so. Anyways, moving on now, because Todd Archer also reporting that with the 2023 salary cap being set at $224.8 million, the Cowboys are projected to be about $7.4 million over that cap limit. So keep in mind, that means we could see contract restructures for people like Dak, Michael Gallup, Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, or even Ezekiel Elliott. This also means we could see players getting cut or released to make room in cap space for the Cowboys. So either way, a very interesting offseason ahead, and we will keep you posted when we know what is going to happen in all things free agency and cap space with the Dallas Cowboys. And last but certainly not least, the Dallas Cowboys announced that Cowboys center Tyler Biadasz is now joining Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Kevontae Turpin at the 2023 Pro Bowl games. This happened as he will replace Eagles center Jason Kelce, who is obviously heading to the Super Bowl and can no longer play in the Pro Bowl. Very excited to see Tyler Biadasz stepping up for this Pro Bowl. You'll love to see it for him, and I'm excited to watch him join his teammates there. And that's really it. That is all you missed in the last couple of days since we have talked. But if you're wanting even more Dallas Cowboys content to get you through your day, we have you covered. Here is your Wednesday lineup here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network, starting with a new episode of the NFC East mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gowton. That drops later this morning. As well as a new episode of Talking the Draft with Connor Livesey and Mark Schofield. That'll drop later this afternoon. A quick reminder for your Thursday lineup. Well, you can expect a new episode of The Ocho with our very own RJ Ochoa. That'll drop again Thursday morning. And then a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle. That'll drop Thursday afternoon. So make sure to go check all of those lovely episodes out. Better yet, go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast if you haven't already. Of course, we would always appreciate a sweet review and all five stars with that rating. You already know, if you want to keep up with all things at BTB, you can also go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back on Friday with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. Continue to absolutely kill it this week, like I know you always do. And hey, if you are in the DFW Metroplex, please be safe with all of this weather that is going on and the ice storm, because it is crazy out here. If you're not living here and you're seeing it on the news, it's crazy. So if you are here, just like me, please make sure you are taking care of yourselves and staying safe. But keep trucking along, my friends. You got it this week. You got it every day. I always believe in you. Go have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you on Friday, Cowboys Nation.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.